most people still talk about the pull of gravity, as if it were somehow reaching up from the ground and pulling us down. It seems to make much more sense to consider the idea that gravity is a push, as Walter Wright suggested in his 1979 book of the same title. The specific details of Wright's model may not all be correct, but he does seem to be on the right track. Again, this would mean that gravity is the source field. The source field is gravity. These may well be two different names for the same thing. We just didn't understand what gravity really was. Pyramid technology explained. When we have a perfect sphere, the flow of the source field into that object would obviously be spherical. Now here is a significant question. How would the source field flow into the shape of a pyramid? Would it be equally as symmetrical? Obviously, if the object is not symmetrical, the flow will not be symmetrical either. The pyramid shape apparently acts like a funnel and causes a vortex to form in the source field as it flows in, just like water swirling down the drain. This appears to be one of the single most important physics principles we have missed, but the ancients were seemingly well aware of it. Some people might think that each atom would act like an individual separate unit, where the flow never spills over into its neighbors. Instead, the source field appears to be flowing through the entire object with all of its atoms as a single large vortex. The shape of the object then determines how the fluid-like energy flows. Some shapes could create powerful currents just by sitting there, causing them to act like machines that run with no moving parts. In 1995, Dr. Harold Aspdin discovered a remarkable swirling effect inside a magnetic rotor, the central rotating part of an engine. Aspdin's experiment involved an 800-gram rotor that was spun up to a cruising speed of 3,250 revolutions per minute from a dead stop. Normally, it took 300 joules of energy to get this to happen. However, if you run the rotor for 5 minutes or more and then bring it to a complete stop, it only takes 30 joules of energy to get it going again. If you do it within 60 seconds, it now takes 10 times less energy to get the motor up to speed. The overall effect takes several minutes to wear off completely. This implies that once the spinning rotor comes to a complete stop, there is still some form of energy swirling around inside of it, which Dr. Aspdin called virtual inertia. The experimental evidence is that there is something spinning of an ethereal nature coextensive with the machine rotor. It can spin independently and take several minutes to decay, whereas the motor comes to rest in a few seconds. Two machines of different rotor size and composition reveal the phenomenon, and tests indicate variations with time of day and compass orientation. This discovery was unexpected, as it has crept in loud and clear in a project aimed at testing a motor principle totally unrelated to vacuum spin. It has appeared obtrusively, and I do not yet know whether, in adapting to its presence, it can serve in improving machine performance or become detrimental. I propose that gravity is what pushes on the rotor to get it spinning again with 10 times less energy. You create a flowing current in the source field, and it will still be there for a while. It doesn't immediately disappear. The pyramid structure appears to operate on the same basic principles: a solid-state machine with no moving parts that creates a stable ongoing vortex in the source field simply due to its shape. The flowing pyramid current doesn't seem to have any noticeable effect on the downward force of gravity, which is a much larger river of energy moving through the whole area. But the pyramid shape does create a dramatic increase in the coherence and structure of its surroundings, apparently by creating a measurable spin in the fluid-like flow of gravity. This, in turn, generates greater crystallization and organization within physical matter, and dramatically improves the health of biological life. Of course, other shapes would create source field currents as well, such as cones and cylinders. Let's think back to Lyle Watson's quotes from his book Supernature that we shared earlier. A French firm patented a specially shaped container because it made better yogurt, claiming it somehow improved the microbial action. Czechoslovakian beer makers got better fermentation when they used round barrels instead of angular ones. A German researcher found that mice would heal faster in spherical cages. And Canadian architects discovered that schizophrenic patients showed a sudden improvement once they were relocated to a trapezoid-shaped hospital ward. We are now concentrating and focusing the energy of mind just like we might work with water or electricity. And the results are impressive. Dr. Viktor Grebennikov made many breakthroughs with these same principles, studying what he called the cavity structural effect. He initially discovered the effect from bee honeycombs. There was a noticeable tingling and burning sensation in his hand over certain types of honeycombs.